Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
All right, so I want to welcome Eli Harris, the CEO of Echoflow. And Eric, Echoflow was founded in 2017, and you can tell us a little bit about what you guys got going on here. So welcome to our coverage here of CES.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So my name is Eli Harris. I am the co-founder of Echoflow here. So I actually used to work at DJI, the drone company out of Shenzhen. And I've been 7 years full-time in China. And myself and two other engineers from DJI came out to build Echoflow. And the inception of this company was, can we build a battery product that can outcompete the Honda gas generator? Because as we see the whole world moving from fuel combustion to electric,
of course,
that's just a natural extension of the technology. So in the past 3 years, we've raised about $15 million, built a team to 60 employees. We've shipped about 50,000 products, and we're going toe-to-toe with Honda.
So when you say replace a Honda generator, there's got to be some defined limits.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this is a battery, right?
Yeah, it's a battery, yeah. Right.
So this has 1,300 watt-hour capacity and a 1,600-watt inverter. So So when this is at full charge, when you're looking at a full tank of gas on a Honda 2000 generator, you can power the same equipment for the same amount of time. But, of course, you can dump more gas in a generator.
Right.
And this product you have to recharge.
That's right.
But you can daisy chain multiple together.
Sure.
Or you can have solar panels hooked up and be pumping energy in as you're using it.
Yeah. So, in Hawaii, I have 36 panels on my house.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much neutral energy, except when we get the second EV, and then we're using more energy than we're collecting from the sun. But it's pretty amazing that you can almost be zero, depending on where you live in the country and how much value there is in solar power these days. So when you're charging this, though, off the grid, what is the charge time on this?
Less than 2 hours.
Really?
So our most valuable IP we have as a company is around our bidirectional inverter.
Okay.
So we actually recharge this battery through the inverter.
I got you.
At 1,200 watts. So you can recharge this from 0 to 100 in less than 2 hours.
That's amazing. That really, really is.
Yeah.
So you can actually, this could actually set in the house as well, and that emergency, instead of having to, that 2-3 hour outage that you may have with the power outage, you set this and power a lot of your components.
Yeah, so actually our largest market is home backup power. And we've done almost $10 million in sales this year on Home Shopping Network.
Interesting.
And the whole segment is, what are you going to do in the next hurricane? The fires in California.
Yep.
Because when you're in a pinch, I mean, this can run all your critical devices.
Sure.
From a refrigerator to a CPAP machine to anything you need to stay connected, Wi-Fi routers, phones, computers. So it just keeps you on the grid.
Refrigerators, though, the biggest surge is when they kick on when the compressor kicks on.
Yep.
And goes into a cycle. So how does this handle that surge with a refrigerator?
This has a 3,300 watt surge, which can handle any household refrigerator.
That's amazing. Now, how long could you run an average refrigerator on this?
So anything that requires thermal management, that uses a lot of energy.
A lot of power.
A lot of power.
Right.
So it really depends on the size of a fridge.
Yep.
A standard household fridge, you're looking at maybe a day and a half.
Wow.
But oftentimes it's all you need before PG&E.
A day and a half on this.
Take it back on. Yeah.
So that's telling me that if you're not going to run the refrigerator, keep the refrigerator closed because you're usually good for 2 or 3 days on that. If you just not get in the refrigerator a lot, you keep the door closed, you could run laptops, lights.
Yep.
A whole and I see you've got on the back of this,
really?
You've got six plug-ins.
Yep.
And then you got some over here, too. So what is
this? This is for recharge.
This
here.
Is for recharge, yep. On this side. And then you got a power management panel on the front,
yep.
Too, right?
But just about.
Can we show that, too?
Yeah.
So
just about anything you can put in your hand.
Yeah.
You can run on this machine. Power tools, they're all trickle charge now. Nothing's corded.
Yep. So you've got USB, you got USB-C.
And that will there tell you how much battery life you have left in this product here.
Yep.
And based on what you're running, how many hours of runtime you have left.
How much you have left.
And what's really cool is this is also a UPS, uninterruptible power supply.
Okay.
So we're seeing a lot of folks actually hook it up to their really critical data servers or CPAP machines.
Yep.
Or even just into their refrigerator. So you plug from the wall into this device and then from this into your critical device. So when the power goes out, this will automatically kick on.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you won't have any lapse in power.
So UPS, as I'm familiar with their price range, what is this compared to a normal UPS price range, though? What is the retail on this?
So this will retail at about $1,200. We have a few different versions, so okay. Give or take, a little lower, a little more.
But considerably more than a normal UPS, but at the same time, a UPS doesn't have the versatility that this will have.
I mean, this thing can even charge your Tesla an extra 3 miles.
Wow.
So if you have an electric vehicle and you're out, and I mean, most people only attempt to drive when you think you can almost make it there. You're not going to try to drive.
Have you actually ever done that with a Tesla, drove it an extra 3 miles with the battery? Or is that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and some of those smaller things like Nissan Leaf, you can go a little further, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, you only try to make the drive if you think you can make it.
That's right.
So it's pretty cool.
That's interesting. So this is one product. You have other stages of product as well, or is this just the only product you're currently producing?
This is our latest and greatest. I mean, we are a startup. We're 3.5 years old, right?
Sure.
We had limited capital. We've been raising money, building a team. So we started with some smaller products with the whole mission to build this Delta product and go beyond that.
So coming from DGI, was your idea coming out of DGI to have a battery pack in the back to recharge the drones, or what was your initial thought process?
So I worked on our enterprise products, so drones in agriculture, search and rescue. And if you're a hobbyist flying a drone for 20 minutes, great, you have a good time.
That's right.
But if you're trying to map a farm, or if you're trying to look for a missing person in a body of water and an avalanche,
you cycle.
You're just running through batteries.
Yeah.
So I worked really closely with the battery engineers at DJI, and I actually left with the director of battery R&D to start this company. We just couldn't believe that. I think I was in 16 countries in the 2.5 years I was there. I was working in a variety of industries, and everybody's running gas generators.
Right.
And, I mean, you need gas. They emit carbon monoxide. You can't run them indoors. Yep. They're loud. Yep. So I went to them and said, can we build a product that can effectively replace that? And the goal was to keep drones in the air.
And another thing, too, is when I've had a generator before, and unless you're actively maintaining it, and putting like Stabil in the gas, make sure the gas doesn't get funky. And if that generator sets there for a year and you haven't run it,
you're done.
It may not start.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't done that proper maintenance, where this, you know that you're going to have the power available all the time.
Yeah. And our battery management system is very sophisticated. So you could leave this on the shelf in your garage for a year, and you'll lose less than 1% of charge.
That's pretty incredible because, you know, most batteries, you stick them on a concrete floor and they're dead. You know, they're done. But you can have this on a shelf and it'll be okay.
Yeah, so we find that most people are actually buying it for emergency backup power.
Yeah.
But then they find they're taking a tailgating or camping
or
whatever.
Right.
So I think that once this product's in people's hands and you can bring power anywhere and you don't need gas and it's quiet.
So why don't you tell me the website where people can find it? Again, the price point, is it available now for sale?
It's available now for sale. We're selling directly on our website, www.ecoflow.com, ECOFLOW.
Ecoflow.com.
And we have a range of products from about $100 up to $1,300 with the latest and greatest new.
With the latest in this.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And definitely a lot less noisier than a Honda generator.
It's silent. Yeah. Yeah, that is for sure.
Yeah, no noise.
Yeah.
And, that's good. And, you know, I think if you're in a disaster situation, though, let's be frank, you're going to be in bigger and you're going to have as much trouble getting gas as anything else. If you're running a generator for 2 or 3 days and you need more, you're going to have problems getting gas.
So people get killed over it.
Right.
Literally.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I lived in Guam and I had 36 days without electricity because of a typhoon that came through. So, yeah, people were fighting over ice. I completely understand.
And we do manufacture and sell our own solar panels, but the solar input is universal.
Yeah.
So if you have your own setup on your roof, you can hook up any set of solar panels to this product.
But a normal couple solar panels will take a while to charge this, right?
So we have a 110-watt panel.
Okay.
It'll take about 4 to 6 hours.
That's actually not bad, too.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. All right. Hey. Thank you so much for coming on. And again, EcoFlow is the place to go. And pick yourself up a Honda generator that's not a Honda generator.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you very much. It.